Joining us now, he is the president of the U.S. Golf Classic, and he's also the owner.
Oh, yeah. He's the man.
Pete Filo joins us. What's going on, Pete?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Man, doing awesome. All right, I'm gonna let you go at it. Give me the 60-second commercial for any listener that may not have heard of the U.S. Golf Classic so far. What do you got?
Okay, well, let's start here. It's a national championship for the everyday golfer. So there's a $50,000 cash prize for the winning twosome. The format is a two-person best ball. One winning twosome from each state in the country will qualify in advance to Las Vegas, where we'll have one round for a $50,000 cash prize. So reverse 10 seconds, there's a qualifier in every state in the country.
Man. You got some wild card teams too, don't you?
Yes, this is a very unique addition, and we did this just so we have more participation and another chance. When we first were putting this together, people were asking, well, you got to have more than one opportunity from your state, and so to keep it open for more, for a simple $10. A wild card insurance purchase, this is what happens. If you're second place in your state, so let's say North Carolina, you're second place and you purchased your $10, you'll advance to a wild card tournament, which will happen 2 days before the final in Vegas. And the winning twosome from that wild card tournament will be the 51st state in the final.
Ah.
But if you do not purchase your wild card insurance and you finish second, you're not eligible.
Too bad. So sad. I'm curious. You're going to get a sense for this probably in the coming months. But as you sort of anticipate where these entries are going to come from, there are obvious golf hotbeds. But there are also places where people tend to enter contests like this because they want to travel and they want to do different things. Are there some states that you're anticipating may have greater participation in the qualifying tournaments than we might realize sitting here in the Carolinas?
Sure. You know, quite frankly, here's a funny one. Our leading state right now for, sign-ups is Montana at the moment.
Well, there's a lot of people in Montana with not a lot to do.
You know, we'd identified a few states that, you know, maybe we we'll need to market a little bit more to or spread the word, you know, and Montana was one of them, and they're off and running. So we're pretty happy with Montana.
Wow. So talk to me about the $50,000 prize. When's the final? Where is it being played? And, other than signing up and qualifying, I mean, how am I getting this money, man? What's the rules?
So the qualifier is May 19th in every state. Okay, the final will be August 26th in Las Vegas, and it's simple. We're gonna write you a check for $50,000 from TPG Sports Group. We're the owning governing body of the U.S. Golf Classic. We're very fortunate to have a very very good title sponsor in Pitch Fix, the customizable divot tool. They've been supportive of us for a few years and some other events, non-golf related, and I have a few of them in my bag. In fact, I'm playing 11:30 today at Verdict Ridge, so don't keep me too long, guys.
So this is and I want to remind everybody, this is a net tournament. So kind of give me the feel for how the net's going to work. You doing 100% handicap? When is their handicap? Because we know we get a handicap adjustment here in the Carolinas every 2 weeks. So give me a feel for how the handicaps are going to work.
Exactly. 100% net, handicap. And we're going to go 0 to 18. So we will have an adjustment. Now, if you're above an 18, you're going to play as an 18. If the adjustment goes like this, so if this is to try to prevent that sandbagger from the tournament that follow these tournaments around and get creative with their handicap. So what we offer is an adjustment going from the qualifier to final. So if you come in as a 10, but you're really a scratch, and you said you're a 10 coming into the qualifier, our adjustment scale reads as 0 to 3, you will not be penalized. because generally anyone can shoot 3 under on a good day. It's kind of rare, but it does happen. So at 4, you'll be deducted 1 stroke going into the final. 5, 2 strokes, 6, 3 strokes, and so on and so forth.
Gotcha. So you're trying to kind of squish everybody together to make the final very competitive.
Very competitive, exactly. And we also want people to, when they're applying, to understand that, okay, I need to be honest about my handicap. Now, here's the other thing. You don't have to turn in your handicap until April 15th, because we understand that, you know, every couple weeks there's a, you know, there's a adjustment with the states, and as well as how much play you're having. So April 15th is the day where you'll have to turn in your official handicap to us. However, you can register prior. We encourage everyone to register as early as possible because we are capping it at 50 twosomes per state.
Oh, okay. So, well, speaking of states, I mean, we've got a situation that our show goes out via the stream to every state. We've got listeners all over the country, but, you know, sort of organically based on the radio signals we get Virginia, and that qualifiers at Penderbrook in Fairfax. We get a lot of South Carolina listeners. That's Somerville, South Carolina, the Legend Oaks Golf Course. And then in North Carolina, it's Skybrook up in Huntersville. I'm curious, is it where you're a resident or where you play your qualifying tournament?
You can play anywhere you want. That's actually a question we get very frequently. You do not have to be a resident of your state. You can, if you live in North Carolina, you can go play in Georgia if you want.
Apparently, everybody's going to Montana to play.
Apparently, that's the case right now.
I'm going up to Maine. I'm playing at Riverside in Portland.
That's a good
course. That's a great golf course. Riverside is a great golf course up in Maine.
So Pete, kind of give me how did you start this? I mean, you know, we've seen tournaments trying go in the past, and what was kind of the concept for this? I mean, how'd you come about doing this?
We did some very extensive research, and the cash prize tournaments we've seen in the past, they didn't last, and we wanted to know why. So we made some calls. We talked to some folks at the USGA. We talked to some folks at the PGA, and then we talked to some events folks around the country. And what we found out was that the cash prize tournament, these folks were trying to identify pros or amateurs trying to, you know, get their card to be pros. This is not for them. And the reason why that tournament didn't last, because amateurs can't play in this. You know, it'll affect their amateur status and pros alike. So this is for the recreational golfer, the men's and women's league golfer, the senior golfer. And we want to have some sustainability with this, and we want to grow. We want to have a bigger cash prize next year. And so that was what our first focus was. And once we realized that they went about it possibly a little bit, maybe the wrong way, it gave us some really good information to focus on the recreational golfer and not worry about the pro.
Ah, so does it ruin your amateur status if you win the cash prize?
Sure. Now, there's a link on our website, and it's directly linked with the USGA. It's their link. You can forfeit the cash prize.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so yeah. It doesn't affect your amateur status. However, again, this is not for the amateur that is concerned about his or her status. This is for the recreational golfer like myself that's going out today, and hopefully I play well, but I'm not as concerned about my amateur status.
Yeah, so if you play in club tournaments and you go play with your buddies, it's fine. You can take the cash prize. Who cares? But if you're a serious golfer and you want to go compete in amateur events somewhere, that's not for you.
Correct. Or you can, like I said, you can forfeit that cash prize with the link, which a lot of people do when they do play in tournaments, you know, for something over $750. They do, you know, to play and compete. A lot of times golfers, amateurs want to play in a tournament where there's something at stake just for the competition and the experience of playing for something. A little different than going out and playing with your buds, but yes, exactly right.
Yeah, and it maybe is a little optimistic of some of these people who are opting out, thinking they're going to win the thing. So you know, you can go out there and play in it and not win it too. I mean, that's if you don't win, you're not going to
exactly
get the cash prize. So I mean, only one twosome is going to win it. I love the idea of having it be, you know, I mean, there are so many golfers. We were talking about it just the other day with the Wilson thing with the driver.
Yeah,
and it was you know, whether or not their new driver was going to be compliant. The average amateur golfer who's going to buy a Wilson driver doesn't give a rat's rear end that it's going to be not, you know, not compliant with the USGA, because they're never going to play in a USGA tournament. So kudos to you for opening something up to the regular guy.
Well, I appreciate it. It's, you know, there's so many rules out there, and we hope the governing bodies eventually get them straight, because we all love to play. And if anything, at the end of the day, we're all trying to grow the game of golf. And I love what you guys are doing. I mean, kudos to you guys for doing this. This is awesome. And but, you know, we're just trying to grow the game of golf and give an opportunity for all of us regular folks to compete for something.
All right, so I got to ask you, do you have any of the casinos out there that are saying, you know, instead of giving a cash prize, we just give them a $50,000 chip from our casino so they come play?
I can work on that.
Because therein lies the problem is that, you know, I may have trouble getting to my tee time because I'm at the craps table all night. You know, I'm at 4 o'clock in the morning, I'm still there playing craps, and I got an 8 o'clock tee time.
Yeah, I understand that, and we will have some second and third place prizes, you know, and we're working on those, trying to get creative. We have some sponsors that want to give us some product and things like that, but we're trying to get creative with some Vegas goodies.
Pete, man, we appreciate you coming on with us. We look forward to seeing how this plays out. Maybe check back in with us after the qualifying rounds, or maybe as we get closer to the May qualifying rounds, we'll kind of get an update from you.
Sure. Perfect, guys. Thanks for having me.
All right. Thanks a lot. That is Pete Filo, the president and owner of the U.S. Golf Classic, and you can go out to usgolfclassic.com if you want to sign up.